I'm visiting with Jen and Jeff Wise, and first of all, I'm going to let you guys chime in, whoever wants to, but let's start with telling us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, we have, we've been married 16 years, and we have three children, and in January of this year, after begging my husband for 5 years, he finally let me get a pair of chickens in January. Been begging for chickens. So January 28th, we had two chickens, and 10 months later, we have 134 chickens. Interesting story. Over the summer, I met Clark Springfield with O.H. Cruz, and he had heard me on the radio talking about my chickens, and he had said, so, you know, I heard you really like your chickens, and I was wondering if you had ever tried this Helen's Best Feed, and I hadn't heard of it. And so we love our chickens. They're like pets to us. We eat their eggs, but they're our pets, sure. You know. And so I brought home this Helen's Feed. I opened the bag, and it smelled like food. It didn't smell like sawdust, which I thought was a huge deal. And so after a month on the Helen's Feed, the eggs were creamier. And I don't mean to sound like a commercial here. This is just the facts, okay? The eggs were creamier. The coops smelled less. And we had I had to tell this story at Easter. We had an Easter egger named, creatively enough, Easter, who, when we got her in February, she had no feathers because she was the rooster's favorite. She never grew feathers. And it wasn't a molt. It just, she never grew feathers. After a month on Helen's Best, she had feathers coming in. Her pin feathers were coming in for the first time ever.
Absolutely amazing.
Between all these things, it was incredible. So, of course, then I go back to Clark and I said, okay, this stuff is the most amazing I've ever seen. So where do I get it? And he said, you know, oddly, there's nobody right around you that has it right now. And Jeff and I had started, I'd been talking about, we have a storefront in Sanger, and we had been talking about opening a second business in there for a long time, but we weren't sure what made sense. And then between us wanting to bring our children into a business and have a closer connection with our food and everything else, it just, all of a sudden it clicked. We said, we have to do a feed store. We have to carry Helen's Best, and we've got to do a little more in the community so that everybody can have the same connection with their food in their backyard that we feel like we're having right now. So that's how it started.
So then her husband started thinking, we've had this building for 43 years. I still do electronics work. I work on TVs. That's what my dad has done for 43 years. We already owned the building. So I said, you know, there's not as much walking anymore. You see this whole front? We can make it a feed store. Got our heads together. We're starting to love what we do. And we started thinking, you know what, we can go OH Cruz exclusive. We can be the only one in town to do that and have local feed. My wife works on local radio, local this, local that, local feed. And we started it, and we love it. And we're selling dog food, cat food, pig food, chicken food. What else are we selling?
Rabbits.
Rabbit food, potbelly peg food. And not only that, is OH Cruz treats you like family. Mm-hmm. I mean, my gosh, most of my warranty
comes. Yeah, you know, the factory's beautiful. It's clean. Everybody's hot. Says hi, shakes your hand. Hey, welcome to the family. Never saw anything like it.
And in my you know, 30 plus years of working technology, I always have my bosses. You know, big brand names. They have never treated me like OH Cruz has in Clark Springfield. It's just absolutely amazing.
Well, we got to get in here because I don't think we did, but Wise Acre Feed, that's the name of the...
Yeah, Wise Acre Feed and Supplies. We kind of thought of that. We have a Facebook page.
Our last name is Wise, yeah. And we live on an acre. So it literally is Wise Acre Feed and Supplies.
It's exactly an acre, and we just kind of thought it fit in perfectly, so it's Wise Acre Feed and Supplies in Sanger.
Well, now, since I started out my career in the radio business, and you mentioned the radio thing, tell us what you're doing here, Jen.
Well, I work at KMJ, and I have a morning show on 105.9, the FM KMJ, and then I do middays with John Broski. We do the John and Jen show on the AM and FM KMJs. And so now I'm just kind of diversifying, I guess, as they like to say.
So what do you talk about? I mean, you're interested in agriculture, I assume?
Very much so. I'm interested in everything local. I'm interested in what people in the community are doing, and I'm very, very interested in finding out how people tick.
Well, I think that all sounds wonderful, and guess I got to say I wish you a whole lot of success with the feed business. Sounds like you might have just landed on a great opportunity.
Thank you very much. I
really
appreciate
it. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you came out here and got to meet Jen and Jeff Wise at the OH Cruz Grand Opportunities event. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.